This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Crews are resuming their efforts to clean up debris following Sunday's EF4 tornado in eastern Alabama. 23 people lost their lives, ranging from 6 to 89, including 7 members of one family. Brian Hastings is the director of the Alabama Emergency Management Agency. He says down in Alabama, they're used to strong storms.
And here in Alabama, we say that our tornado season is actually 1 January through 31 December. So it's always tornado season here in Alabama. It's just a place that we're used to it. It's tough. And we're also number one for long track violent tornadoes in the nation.
Hastings was speaking there on Fox News, and President Trump plans to tour the area on Friday. Homeland Security Secretary Kirstjen Nielsen is testifying on Capitol Hill in an open session. Nielsen is expected to take some heat from the Democrats regarding the president declaring a national emergency and the discontinued family separation policy. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Question, do you have a health insurance plan you are not happy with? Well, Bethany and Jason thought they were stuck. Their plan just kept getting more expensive, and Bethany's favorite doctor didn't even take that plan anymore. And then some friends at church told them about MediShare.
With our previous insurance, we were paying $1,200 a month. With MediShare, we now pay around $600 a month.
Yes, they're paying $600 less per month, and that's a pretty typical savings with MediShare. And they actually like MediShare more.
I was able to go back to my original doctor that I absolutely loved, and it's just been an absolutely beautiful thing being a part of MediShare.
Yeah, so they pay a lot less, and they like it more. No wonder MediShare is growing so fast. Find out more. They're super easy to talk to. All you have to do is call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE, 833-34-BIBLE.
Here's one Democrat who's not running against President Trump in 2020. With more, here's USA Radio Network's Wendy King.
It was at the 2016 Democratic Convention when Mike Bloomberg famously said,
"I'm a New Yorker, and I know a con when I see one."
For years, people have urged the former mayor of New York City to run for the White House. But the self-made billionaire and founder of a global business information company said he won't enter the 2020 race. The data-driven Bloomberg wrote that he becomes more frustrated every day by the incompetence in the White House. He said he believes he would defeat Donald Trump in a general election, but he knew the risk of going for the Democratic nomination in such a crowded field.
Today is Ash Wednesday, and many Christians around the world are observing the beginning of the 40-day season of Lent, which all leads up to Easter Sunday. As U.S. oil production continues to rise, oil prices are down almost 1% to $65.31 a barrel. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Let's have a chat about your debit card, the card you use for the things you buy every day. What if you could get cash back every time you bought those things? Well, now you can. Introducing Discover Cashback Debit. Just open a Discover bank account and start earning 1% cash back on up to $3,000 in debit card purchases every month automatically. Plus, there are no monthly fees or minimum balances. Now you can get cash back on the way you like to pay. Open a Discover bank account and get the debit card with cash back. Go to discoverbank.com/debit. Limitations apply. Excludes money market accounts. Discover Bank member FDIC.
A growing number of counties in at least 4 states are declaring themselves Second Amendment sanctuaries, refusing to enforce gun control laws that they consider to be infringements on the U.S. constitutional right to keep and bear arms. One of those sheriffs is Cibola County, New Mexico Sheriff Tony Mace. He joins Fox News and explains his position.
Well, you know, we swore an oath to defend and support the Constitution and protect our citizens. And, you know, we want to protect their Second Amendment rights. We want to preserve those rights within our respective communities across the state. And with some of these pieces of legislation, we've not just in violation of the Second Amendment, the Fourth Amendment, and the Fifth Amendment, and we figured, you know, there's these sanctuary status or preservation status will help us protect our constituents' individual rights within our communities.
As far as response to what the sheriff is doing, he says,
you know, I've had overwhelming support from my citizens within my county. We've had overwhelming support from the majority of the citizens across the state of New Mexico. I've had sheriffs from Nevada reach out and speak with us. We're just hoping that you know, we can help keep this momentum going.
And finally, it was back on this date in 1981 when Walter Cronkite retires as anchorman from CBS Evening News. Please remember, you can always find us on usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Gil Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's growing.
This portion of Bill Martinez being brought to you by the Crypto Prophet. It's the latest paradigm shift that's going to produce the next well wave. Believe it or not, find out more at BillMartinezLive.com. Click on the Crypto Prophet banner to see if this works for you and your family. 6 minutes after the top of the hour, I am Bill Martinez, and with us right now, the one and only Patrick Wood. Patrick, of course, is a author, a lecturer who studied elite globalization policy since the late 70s when he partnered with the late Anthony Sutton to co-author Trilaterals Over Washington, Volumes 1 and 2. He remains a leading expert on the elitist Trilateral Commission, their policies and achievements in creating their self-proclaimed new international economic order. And, of course, that mission continues to march forward. Right, Patrick?
Indeed it does, Bill. It's everywhere. It's just like it's the worst case of crabgrass your lawn ever had.
Well, and the thing is, and, you know, this is why I love having you on here, Patrick, because we have to be aware of this. You know, this is so underreported, and you've got this mission creep that has been going on for decades. This isn't something that's just happened overnight. And it all is a bit subtle. It's here and there, just like any other kind of progressive ideology. It grabs ground where it can, and along with it, you know, the people and their minds in such a way that they're kind of being duped and somewhat inoculated to the dangers of technocracy.
Well, they certainly get desensitized to, you know, to the stories that are coming out, like, you know, science fiction or something. And I know that, you know, back in the late 60s, Alvin Toffler and his wife Heidi wrote a book called Future Shock. And it was an amazing book. It predicted there would be a time when science would so outstrip man's ability to understand it that it would just simply seem like science fiction.
Mm-hmm.
And we're almost to that. We're, for many people, actually, we are to that point right now. And even for experts, you know, they're having trouble grasping on what's going on. But the technology that's in the world today could help mankind tremendously if it was focused on helping mankind. But the problem is people have gotten a hold of this stuff, and they have, let's say, nefarious intents for us.
Exactly.
And this is just absolutely wrong.
Mm-hmm. Well, we've been taught that knowledge is power, and like anything, if you use that, you have a choice. You can use that knowledge for good or evil, and anything that does not serve the people then becomes self-serving and problematic, to say the least, because then you get the attitude of elites that, well, you know, Patrick, you just don't understand it because, in a sense, you're just not smart enough. And thank God that I'm here because I'm much smarter and I can protect you from this. So you just have to surrender to this. And
that's right.
And in a simple conversation, that's the way the initial sentence goes. But later on down the line, you're overwhelmed with so much and it becomes so complicated that people begin to surrender. And I think in some cases, this is already starting to happen.
I think it is too. And, you know, so the, aside from the technocracy meme itself, society is just moving towards towards ground that it hasn't, I don't know, that it's seen actually in thousands of years. There's a new gender type of classification now. Well, actually, it's not gender, but it's sexual preference, mm-hmm. called autoeroticism, and it means you fall in love with yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And people are actually talking about marrying themselves now. I don't know how it's going to work out if the divorce happens, but
yeah.
You know, they talk about being in love with yourself.
It might take all those divorce attorneys. They'll put them out of business now, you know?
Well, I know. It
might be a good thing.
I know. But society is coming unhinged,
yes.
is my point.
Right.
A lot of the reason it's becoming unhinged is because people are losing their grounding, their touchstone with reality.
Mm.
And once you do that, anything goes.
Exactly.
You know, you can go anywhere you want to go in the universe, you know, so to speak, mentally, and you can believe anything you want to believe.
Right.
This is resulting in just absolute insanity all over the world, not just America, it's all over the world.
Right, exactly. You know, Patrick, you know, what we've been saying on the show recently is it's come up time and time again, and that is that we're inviting our audience to embrace critical thinking. It's as if critical thinking has gone out the door. And the other thing, as you were talking, that came to mind here is that what this almost looks like is a modern-day version of Babel. You know, what is being created by people that no longer want to honor, you know, God. And God's, you know, God's universe, and says, hey, look, we don't need God. We're going to see things according to our own eyes, and this is the way it's going to be going forward. And this continues to gather momentum because, you know, what it comes down to is we don't want accountability.
Well, that's man's, you know, man's goal through humanism is to achieve greatness through man's own efforts.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, once God is excluded, anything goes. And,
yes, exactly.
Yeah. So there is a movement throughout the world, by the way, as nation states get kind of torn apart, to recreate or create a system of global cities and a network of city states, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
Where connecting, you know, the giant global cities like the Tokyos and London and New York and Paris and so on, to create a network of global cities that would unify the entire world into a single system.
Mm-hmm. And of course, you need to have at that point technology keeping all eyes on its minions. And of course, China is far and away leading the pack on this, are they not?
They are. And China is a perfect example right now of what happens with a scientific dictatorship. China is a technocracy. It ceased to be a communist dictatorship some years ago. And now it's an engineered society. And if you consider their even one goal that they have by 2020 to install 600 million facial recognition cameras for 1.2 billion citizens. This is one camera for every 2.5 people. It's like, what?
Wow.
What do they need this for? Well, it's for absolute micromanagement control,
mm-hmm.
over every single citizen in the country. This just hasn't hit home in America here yet. This same technology is growing up right here around us right now.
Right,
and people don't see the danger. I say, look at China. Do you want
exactly.
to live in that kind of a society where you're micromanaged, where everything you do is known, and everything that doesn't agree with the state, you get slapped for? I don't think so.
And look who's helping China engineer all this stuff. None other than Google. So if Google's doing it there, how many steps away are we realistically from having it done here?
Exactly right.
As you say, Patrick, and you've said this many times, the technocracy is here, but if we're not vigilant to keep an eye on it and demand that it be for the good of mankind and allow it to trump reason and morality, We've got major trouble down the road here. Patrick Wood is with us, and we're going to continue the conversation. And, the kind of bit of surprise, huh, that Google continues the development of China's censorship search engine. That's a fact, and we'll get more into that on the other side of the break. Stay with us. It's just about 15 minutes after the top of the hour right now.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com. The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
See you.
Station. Remember, Mel Martinez live.
Don't you forget, ladies and gentlemen, it's 19 minutes after the top of the hour. I am Bill Martinez, right here, fresh and independent every day, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. I'll tell you, as we were talking with Senator DeMint earlier, and we shared it again with Patrick Wood, we have got to embrace critical thinking once again, regardless of what the modern institutions are teaching. It really demands more than ever that we be consumers of information in a way that takes advantage of this information age in which we live in. If your worldview is established and based on 8-second sound bites, you're in trouble. You're not getting enough information. This is why this show is designed to drill deep, bring on the experts like Patrick Wood that keep you informed and hopefully encourage you and inspire you to go deeper and to make sure that you are, you know, part of the informed electorate. And beyond that, an informed individual for you and your family, you know, so that we can continue to pass on a word of intelligence that is so important for these times in which we live in. Patrick Wood, the technocratic expert, continues with us. Patrick, I guess to, you know, kind of summarize what's going on in China, you know, as I said before the break, you know, Google is at the forefront. They're helping China to develop this censorship search engine. And if they're doing this for China, I mean, this is an entity that is part of the American fabric. So, you know, is it unrealistic to think that Google would not bring some of that technology and what they've learned and developed in China here to the United States?
Well, Bill, this is the radicalness of this movement that people need to get a hold of. The core team at Google has been developing an AI, censored AI for search engine for China. It's called Project Dragonfly. When employees of Google found out about Project Dragonfly, they absolutely rebelled. There was a rebellion within the company to say, you can't do that. Their own employees told them they can't do that.
Mm-hmm.
And so there was a big stink within the company, and they kind of suppressed it. And Google, in the meantime, publicly said, we've dropped it now. We're not going to do that. You know, we canned the project and not going to do that in China. Mm-hmm. That was late last year. Now it's March. Employees within the company have been watching the code base on this. You know, they knew where it was, where they were storing the programs.
Well, of course.
And they found out that Google is continuing to develop Project Dragonfly right now, right today. So they lied. They flat out lied to their own employees. They lied to the public. They lied to Congress. And they're doing it anyway, Bill.
Mm-hmm.
This shows the hardcore radicalness of this ideology.
Is the CEO going to be held into account on this, Patrick?
He should. He should.
I mean, we got people right now going to jail for lying to Congress.
Well, they do. I mean, they should. Honestly, I think they should be held accountable, all of them, because what they're doing, they're enabling the oppression of 1.4 billion people in another country.
Right.
This is not right on anybody's terms.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
So I don't know how it's going to come out, but you know, this is typical of this type of thing for companies just to flat out lie to get you to go away, and then they go on and do what they want. AT&T was legendary on this, by the way. When we first discovered that AT&T was allowing the NSA to have secret rooms, you know, to harvest all of the telephone traffic and internet traffic in their data centers.
Exactly.
And they said, oh, we're never going to do that again. Six months later, bang, five more show up. Same thing. Oh, we promise we'll never do that again. We've been busted for good. Now, what, 6 months later, bang. We find out the whole thing went nationwide. They had no intent of changing their behavior from the beginning, but they lied to people's faces and to the nation's face, saying, "Oh, we're sorry. We just slipped. It was an accident, and we just happened. You know, we won't do that again. We promise."
Yeah, right.
You know, if a person did this to you, an individual, you would call him a pathological liar.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it is.
Well,
which is compulsive lying.
And this is the disease of the elites, Patrick, because yes. in their own self-righteousness, they, you know, like we've been talking about here, it's their ideals trump any type of reason or morality because they are the elites and they get the last word, right?
That's right. And it's wrong to just say, well, this is just leftist ideology. This is not leftist ideology. Mm-hmm. Do you think there's not a bunch of leftists, for instance, that work at Google? It really is mostly a liberal progressive culture.
Mm-hmm.
And when they found out their own company was doing this to, you know, to help China oppress their people, even the leftists rose up and said, no, no, mm-hmm. you can't do this. We won't work here if you do this. And so the core philosophy is not just Marxism or something. It's like, it's technocracy is what it is. Scientific
like,
dictatorship.
Is it like a deep statism? I mean, you know, we say technocracy, but it, I mean, obviously it's an organism unto itself that even though right now is hiding in the Democratic Party and progressives, but probably, as you say, if the truth be known, there's representatives on, you know, from both sides, if we only look at it bilaterally, of the political spectrum, there's representatives on both sides of the spectrum, is there not?
Well, there really is, and it's transcended political parties for a long time. And I have to say that the bread and circuses going on in Washington, D.C. these days only mm-hmm. deflect people's attention from what's really going on that matters.
Right.
And this is what matters. The other stuff doesn't matter. What's going on in Washington could not matter. Just doesn't mm-hmm. matter at all, in my opinion. This is the serious stuff, and it's been advancing regardless of Republican or Democrat, conservative, liberal, whoever's in Washington, D.C. This has been advancing, and nobody's paying attention to it, virtually. You are.
This is like a whole new operating system, right? I mean, in much yeah. like you would operate in your computer. It comes with a new language, new tools, everything else, and it is the infrastructure for this technocracy is well established, and it continues to be constructed. And one day we will wake up, like the book says, and heaven help us.
Well, that's going to be the answer in the end. Heaven help us.
Yeah, right.
As we know, as from a biblical, from a Christian point of view, that's exactly the hope that Christians have, is that there will be help from heaven in the end for those who follow him. But
right.
you know what? For the rest of the world, somebody needs to start asking some really hard questions about this stuff, because it's coming for us. It's coming mm-hmm. for mankind, and it's not slowing up. And whatever kind of resistance they get, they lie their way out of it.
Yeah, because they've been able to get away with it. So why give up the con? We got about a minute left, and we're not going to have much time to get into this. So this is why you need to go to Patrick's website and check this out. In-store cameras spot shoplifters before they steal now.
Good luck with that.
Yeah,
I'd hate to be a security man having to go up and collar people that are just innocent bystanders. You know, and the computer yeah. thinks they're about to steal something. This is pre-crime type of things. Again, this is, we've talked about this before, about like Minority Report, the movie, you know, where pre-crime is the big thing. This is absolute insanity. It's smoke and mirrors. It's crystal ball. It's fantasy is really what mm-hmm. it is. But innocent people are going to get tagged and blamed with stuff that will be on their record for the rest of their life.
And they didn't even take anything. This is all pre-crime conviction. We knew you were thinking of it. Yes, this is all scary stuff, really, outside of the fact that maybe some of it might be a little bit of comedy, but this is very serious because it's coming to us. Patrick Wood, thank you so much for being with us.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Jen London with A Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. They've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad.
I was so glad that I called A Place for Mom. My advisor really listened and was truly my partner in finding senior care for my dad.
She went out of her way to get to know him as a person and was always there whenever I had a question.
The senior living advisors at A Place for Mom partner with thousands of families every month, listening and offering local knowledge and advice to help find the best senior living communities across the country. And it's a free service. Here's the number.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-359-3360.
There's a place for answers. A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-359-3360. That's 1-800-359-3360.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Crews are resuming their efforts to clean up debris following Sunday's EF4 tornado in eastern Alabama. 23 people lost their lives, ranging from 6 to 89, including 7 members of one family. Brian Hastings is the director of the Alabama Emergency Management Agency. He says down in Alabama, they're used to strong storms.
And here in Alabama, we say that our tornado season is actually 1 January through 31 December. So it's always tornado season here in Alabama. It's just a place that we're used to it. It's tough. And we're also number one for long track violent tornadoes in the nation.
Hastings was speaking there on Fox News, and President Trump plans to tour the area on Friday. Homeland Security Secretary Kirstjen Nielsen is testifying on Capitol Hill in an open session. Nielsen is expected to take some heat from the Democrats regarding the president declaring a national emergency and the discontinued family separation policy. You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Someone once said, live free or die, right? Bill Martinez, live.
When love broke through, you found me in the darkness, wandering through the desert. I was a homeless fool. Now I'm hopelessly devoted. My chains are broken.
We're back with you, America. 28 minutes before the top of the hour, this portion of Bill Martinez Live being brought to you by my friends at Jeunesse that delivers the goods to help you look young, feel young, and live young. Find out more at BillMartinezLive.com. Click on the Jeunesse banner to discover amazing energy, nutrition, and hair and skin care products. The former mayor of Shiloh, and that's if you're a non-Goy, you say Shiloh, Israel. I always said Shiloh until David Rubin corrected me very kindly, by the way, because he puts up with me. But it's been a long time since he's had to put up with me, so maybe we might have to make up for lost time. David Rubin, how you doing, buddy? Good to hear your voice.
Yes, well, it's good to speak to you from Shiloh.
Now you're going to say Shiloh and not Shiloh, even though you told me Shiloh. But you're just saying that because to be Goy sensitive, right?
Well, look, Bill, there are 65 cities or towns in the United States called Shiloh.
Uh-huh.
And yeah, even though we say Shiloh here, I want the American audience to understand what we're talking about.
Yeah, exactly. You know, and where you're at, I mean,
resonates.
Yeah, exactly. Well, it's like in Kentucky, there's a place called Versailles, right? And it's Versailles, and I don't know if I ever told you the story, but I was with a friend of mine, and we're there in Kentucky, and a friend from mutual friend from San Diego was with us, and the guy could not understand why it was not Versailles and why it was Versailles. So we're into this fast food restaurant, we're in, you know, going through to grab something real quick, cup of coffee and that, and so my friend
tells the gal who's collecting our money, says to her, says, would you do my friend a favor? Would you tell him where we're at? And she says, Burger King. So, yeah. So that's my Versailles Versailles story there. So much like
and
Shiloh and
Shiloh story.
Yep, exactly. But, of course, there you are on the West Bank keeping eye on everything. But obviously, we want to talk about Benjamin Netanyahu and the indictment. What's going on?
Well, the prime minister has been told that, and the public has been told, that the attorney general, who's the one who makes these decisions, the attorney general of Israel, intends to launch an indictment against the prime minister pending a hearing which will take place sometime after the Israeli elections on April 9th.
Mm-hmm.
So he's not actually indicted yet, although the chances of him being indicted for bribery are quite great at this point.
Mm-hmm. What is this? All political maneuvering, or what is going on? I mean, it seems like of late, so much of what has been happening in Israel is consistent with what's been happening in the United States, and that is the targeting of conservative leadership.
Well, it's a combination of factors. If we look at it purely objectively, yes, the Prime Minister of Israel and the President of the United States are both confronted repeatedly by a hostile left-wing media.
Mm-hmm.
That much is absolutely true. Now, whether the charges against the prime minister are just a witch hunt, that remains to be seen. From what I can hear, it may be a bit more than that.
Mm-hmm.
But the fact is that we have the presumption of innocence here in Israel, as you do in America. And you know, it's not just a slogan. People really do believe in it. So
mm-hmm.
the prime minister hasn't been proven guilty of anything. And people are going to pretty much judge him and judge the other parties, the other political parties that are vying for our support.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to be judged on the basis of their political views, on their views on the positions, on the issues, and that's what I believe is going to happen. So, you know, it's either going to be the left or it's going to be the right,
mm-hmm.
as it is in America, where you have the Democrats or the Republicans. It's going to be one or the other, and it's going to be a coalition. The leader that is left of center and the leader that's right of center, whoever is chosen to form that coalition is going to have to do so very successfully. He's going to have to get that majority
mm-hmm.
of the Knesset members, of the 120
right.
Knesset members, the Israeli parliament.
Why has Bibi lost some influence there? We've seen an erosion of his power and influence here recently. Is it all because of the left-leaning media, or, you know, have there been some things that, you know, policies that the governing body has reasoned that it may require a change now, and that Benjamin Netanyahu is not the one?
Well, Netanyahu isn't the flawless leader.
Mm-hmm.
There are people on the right, people who are more conservative than he is, who believe that he hasn't been consistent, who believe that that he could have been much stronger in responding to the terror attacks, the missile attacks from Gaza, for example, in responding to the terrorist attacks in the biblical heartland in mm-hmm. Samaria and Judea. You know, there are a lot of Israelis who believe that he could have been much stronger on those issues.
Mm-hmm.
But what it's going to come down to, again, is a governing coalition. And because we are a parliamentary system, it's going to be the leader of the largest right-of-center party or the leader of the largest left-of-center party who are going to be the ones that are going that will be asked to try and form a governing coalition.
Mm-hmm.
And so Netanyahu most likely will turn to the parties that are to his right. And the other guys, the duo of Benny Gantz and Yair Lapid,
mm-hmm.
Are most likely to form their own team,
mm-hmm.
you know, based on the parties to the left of them,
right.
The Arab parties. So that's how they're going to be able to form their coalition.
Mm-hmm. Now,
so
you
it's
say
be quite interesting, quite
yeah.
fascinating, and I don't think too much of it is going to be based on the potential Netanyahu indictment.
Mm-hmm. David, help us understand here, because, you know, from a Western reporting and purview of what we see happening, to hear you say that he's been inconsistent on missile attacks, I might be just showing my ignorance here, but it seems to me that he's done, you know, what he can do. What else would they want? Would they want Netanyahu and his administration do about these missile attacks? I thought that they've been, they've been steady in terms of responding to it without, you know, creating some sort of international, outrage.
Well, the fact that they are continuing, that the attacks continue, are the sign that not enough is being done.
Mm-hmm.
A tit-for-tat response isn't the way you win a war.
Mm-hmm.
And this is an ongoing war. It may not be called an official war, but it's an ongoing war.
Mm-hmm.
We're in a state of war with the Hamas terrorists in Gaza. And the way to respond is to respond much stronger. It has to be a response that they will never forget and that will cause them to think twice about launching more missiles.
Is Benjamin Netanyahu starting to move in that direction, or is he holding steady with a very moderate response?
Well, he has been holding steady, and he hasn't been launching a stronger response.
Mm-hmm.
It's possible that right before the election he will launch stronger responses. Very often leaders do that
mm-hmm.
in order to get votes. But the key is for him, is for the parties to
exactly.
the right of him to be
right.
strong.
We got to go to break. David Rubin is with us. More from him after this. Stay with us.
This is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to determine your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket cost. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-301-1318. 800-301-1318. 800-301-1318. That's 800-301-1318.
How would you like to save up to $500 on your next vacation package? Any vacation package anywhere in the world. Just call Superior Travel and mention the code RADIO and save up to $500. We'll design a custom, fantastic vacation just for you with all the bells and whistles. Not some cookie-cutter vacation, but a unique, all-included vacation customized by one of our exclusive travel experts. And our service is completely free. You pay nothing more. So why waste your time? Let us do it for you. We've got over 100 years of travel experience to help create the perfect trip for you. Call now and learn how to save up to $500 on your next custom vacation. Pick up the phone, call Superior Travel, and use the code word RADIO.
800-477-1736. 800-477-1736. That's 800-477-1736.
Hey, everybody. everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right, Proactive MD, plus free shipping and a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now, 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Lower taxes, less government, and self-reliance. They live here. Bill Martinez live.
Hey, we're back with you, America. 14 minutes before the top of the hour, David Rubin, the former mayor of Shallow Israel, is the author of Trump and the Jews. He's the founder and president of Shallow Israel's Children's Fund, established after he and his then three-year-old son were wounded in a terror attack. You can find out more information at davidrubinisrael.com. David, congratulations on the book, Trump and the Jews. Give us a quick summary of it and how people can get their hands on it.
Well, Trump and the Jews is a book that I wrote after seeing that President Trump was taking major steps in changing the relationship between Israel and the United States, improving the relationship, strengthening the relationship mm-hmm. between Israel and the United States, which is the polar opposite of what Obama did when he became president, mm-hmm. when he decided that he was going to change that relationship by downgrading it and by strengthening the relationship between Israel, between the United States and the Islamic world.
Right.
So Trump has taken a very different approach. While he's tried to strengthen the relationships, not just the United States and some of the Arab countries, but also he has tried to strengthen relationships between Israel and some of these Muslim countries, which is a fascinating development, and Trump deserves a lot of credit for that.
Mm-hmm.
So yes, the Jews are on the front lines of the national debate over Trump, and some of them are very, very against Trump, and the liberal Democrats, some of whom happen to be Jewish. And on the other hand, you have a lot of Jews that are crazy about Trump. They think he's doing a fantastic job, mm-hmm. and that includes most of the Jews in Israel.
Right. Well, you know, as you said, compared to previous presidents who had the talk but not the walk, Trump has been quite the refreshing opposite. He says, look, we're going to move the U.S. embassy from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem. And other presidents have said the same thing. But it took a billionaire, you know, from Manhattan to fulfill a promise.
That's true. That's true. And it's not just a billionaire from Manhattan. I always say that there are people who really believe, for instance, in moving the American embassy to Jerusalem.
Mm-hmm.
And you can find them in his allies in the Republican Party. You know, people like Mike Pence and Lindsey Graham. These are all people who, Marco Rubio, for example, and Ted Cruz, all of Trump's opponents when he was running for president in the primaries. And these are people who are very strong friends of Israel, and they believe in moving the American embassy to Jerusalem. But it took a crazy New Yorker, you know, an out-of-the-box crazy New Yorker like Donald Trump to do it.
Right.
And, whether that was something that people wanted from the beginning or whether they were Trump supporters from the beginning or not, a lot of people, friends of Israel, realize that Trump has just been doing a great job. And he doesn't care who tells him that, you know, people criticize him for taking a bold step like that. They were predicting that the Middle East was going to be on fire.
Yes.
As a result of that, and it didn't happen. He went ahead, and he did what needed to be done. He did what was right.
Well, you can find out more about it in his book, Trump and the Jews, available at all the usual places. It'll be linked on our website at BillMartinezLive.com. And, David, excuse me, speaking of this, the anti-Israel sentiment, which has come out recently with Ilhan Omar, and Nancy Pelosi is having a hard time, the Democratic Party trying to figure it out. You know, conversely, with the Republicans, when something, you know, like this was not like this, but another statement was made that was inappropriate, the person was immediately removed from committees for this Representative Omar. We've been waiting to see what the Democrats have decided to do. Supposedly, there's some sort of censorship that will take place, but there has been no statement that she would be removed from the Foreign Affairs Committee.
Well, that's the thing. You know, this issue has been bounced around for several weeks now, and it seems to be going nowhere. Mm-hmm. You know, every couple of days, she makes another statement, statements that are, yeah, either blatantly anti-Israel or using code language to make anti-Semitic statements.
Right.
And she's been doing this repeatedly. And then she made her original statements, and then she was condemned for it by other Democrats, and then she apologized, kind of a half-hearted apology.
Right.
But nothing has been done. No decisive action has been taken. She still sits on the House Foreign Affairs Committee, which is a travesty that Democrats, and especially Democrats who are either Jewish or have strong relationships with the Jewish community, they should be up in arms about it. They should be furious about it, because their needs and their desires are being totally ignored.
Exactly. Well, as you pointed out earlier, which has always been a surprise to me, how Jews can align with a party platform and policies like the Democrats, you know, why we're not hearing, you know, more loudly from here, you know, from them in the country. I mean, Donald Trump has been a bridge builder. And people that heretofore would not consider voting Republican or supporting, you know, conservative ideals are finding themselves very comfortable under the tent of the Republican Party in the time being. Because as he went to, you know, people of color and to Black America, said, look, you know, what have you got to lose? And I think he's going to go and went to the Jewish community as well, said, look, at what have you got to lose? You know, what have the Democrats provided for you? Especially now that the Democrats have really gone overboard on the abortion issue. I mean, you know, Jewish people by their own culture are very family oriented. How could they possibly embrace any aspect of this abortion policy, this radical abortion policy that now basically accommodates infanticide?
problem is that a lot of American Jews are knee-jerk liberals, and they're disconnected from their roots. Mm-hmm. Because if they were connected from their roots, and I'm always trying to help them to connect to their roots, mm-hmm. and you know, anyone who reads Trump and the Jews, then that's a good start mm-hmm. As a way of to connect with one's Jewish roots. But the real issue here is that if you look at Judaism, you look at those Jewish roots, you see that the Jews do not support, that Judaism does not support late-term abortions. It's not even a question. I mean, there is some debate about whether early-term abortions are allowed, and in which case they are allowed. But certainly, abortions in the eighth or the ninth month, or even at birth, it's horrendous.
Exactly,
it's horrendous. And there was a great rabbi, Rabbi Joseph Soloveitchik, who years ago said it goes back about 40 years. He said, if we start allowing abortions, legal abortions at any term, well, before you know it, they're going to be talking about abortion at birth.
Exactly.
And that's exactly what's happening today. Mm-hmm.
Well, Kermit Gosnell in the Kermit Gosnell movie, stated upon his conviction, he goes, it's a matter of time that you realize that I'm innocent. Well, really not that much time, actually, when in Albany, in New York, Governor Cuomo signed the bill that allowed for, you know, later term abortions. And then, of course, Virginia followed up. Governor Northam said, well, you know, there's not even a problem with post-abortion. And I believe the New York bill also accommodated the sale of baby parts, which, you know, was absolutely horrific several years ago, when a whistleblower caught Planned Parenthood in the act of purchasing and talking about the sale of baby parts. You know, ironically, and only in America, the person who is the whistleblower goes to jail, and the people who discussed, you know, the crime of the sale of baby parts and how they had done this, they're off scot-free.
Yeah, absolutely true. Absolutely true. And of course, another basic issue, an obvious issue, that a lot of liberal Jews seem to be off base on, is that connection with Israel. Mm-hmm. When, you know, when Christians are among the strongest supporters of Israel, it behooves Jews to explore their own roots and try and understand why this president. You know, put the name calling to the side and examine whether this president is good for the Jews and good for America and good for Israel.
Right. And good for the world. I mean, look what's happening around the world because of the American economy, how all the boats are rising. And I think we're real close to securing a trade deal with China, and China will find that they will be all the better for it. Already Mexico and Canada are realizing, with a new deal yet to be approved, but it's going to be better for them as well. This president has an uncanny ability to bless all, which, last time I checked, is pretty consistent with the Jewish faith. David Rubin, thank you. Appreciate it.
Hello. I am looking for a special soul from the GCN audience to hire to come to East Ridge, Tennessee, and take care of two peaceful, easygoing people, which are a sweet 95-year-old woman and her 60-year-old son. Terms would be free room and board, plus the use of all of our facilities here at home, in exchange for living with us and seeing to our needs. We must have someone that fits in well. We get along with most anybody and value those who like to do the same. We live in a suburb of the scenic city of Chattanooga, Tennessee. Please email Matt at peaceaboveall.net for additional information. Please include your informal resume stating your strengths and weaknesses and reasons you would make a dedicated caregiver. We would also offer to negotiate a nominal salary in addition to everything else. Again, please email M-A-T-T at peaceaboveall.net. Thanks for responding.
No matter how large.